Hello and welcome to episode 19 of Pod ZCCG. This is Brandon.
This is Brad.
So we're back from ARG. It's been about a week since ARG, right? A week or two?
Yeah. And we were actually going to have Russ, the co-owner of Forgotten Path Games, who actually hosted the Vacaville tournament, and Matt Ribeiro on, but someone forgot the laptop charger.
Yeah, who gets on a plane with a laptop and things like, oh, I don't need to bring my charger.
Well, I only thought we were going to be recording the podcast. I didn't know we were going to be using it for movies.
Always be prepared. So we also have a friend who plays at our local scene named Scott Sundman. You may know him as
Painus Griebler.
And what is he famous for?
He's famous for sucking all the little kids dry with Big Boy.
Yeah. We could confirm. Can we confirm that he's not really into children like that?
Yes.
Yeah, we can. So, a lot of people out there find it kind of weird, but that's just Scott's sense of humor. He has no... He's kind of like, I don't know if you want to say Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
What?
Why is he like Michael Jackson?
Because Michael Jackson likes kids, but he doesn't like him that way.
I don't think Scott likes kids in particular.
Well, neither does Michael. Well, Michael Jackson's like, he just wanted to sleep with them in his bed and like love them, not like do bad things to them.
He did. Michael Jackson did bad things to little kids.
There is no proof.
You don't need proof.
So are we comparing Scott to Michael Jackson?
I am not, but you can.
I guess it's a difference in opinion because I don't think Michael Jackson was a child molester, and I don't think Scott is either.
Do you think OJ's a killer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course. There's no ifs, ands, or buts or cuts about that.
Can't wait for that OJ movie to come out.
Is there an OJ movie?
Yeah.
Who's playing OJ?
Guess.
Orlando Bloom.
Come on, guess.
Or not Orlando, or Osmosis Jones. What was his name?
Chris Rock?
No.
Orlando Jones?
Orlando Jones, yeah. No. He's not OJ Simpson. Lawrence Fishburne.
Nope. Think Show Me the Money.
Denzel Washington.
Show Me the Money. From Jerry Maguire.
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah.
That's hecka tight.
You know who's playing Kardashian?
Kardashian?
The Kardashian lawyer guy?
Bruce Jenner?
No. The Kardashian's dad. Not Bruce Jenner, but their first dad.
Why is he in the movie?
Because he was the lawyer.
Wasn't... No, that was the black guy.
That was on OJ's side. Kardashian was too.
Yeah. Marcia Clark?
She's on the other side.
There was a Kardashian lawyer?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ross from Friends.
Oh, man. David Schwimmer?
They showed him at the dinner table talking to the girls, to the Kardashian girls.
Do you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Hell no.
Is that how you know this?
No. It was on, they're showing it on the same channel as American Horror Stories on.
FX.
Yeah. So, you know the chick from American Horror Story? She's in all of them. She played Dot. She played the Conjoined Twins.
Oh, yeah. I don't really like her.
She's playing Marcia Clark.
Okay.
But that OJ movie looks kind of interesting. I'm going to watch it.
Huh.
But back to Scott. Scott, he has a YouTube channel. Painus Griebler. PAYANUSGREABLER. Painus Griebler. Check it out. He's got some funny videos.
Spoiler alert. Chewbacca dies in the new Star Wars movie.
Serious?
I have no idea. I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
Not yet. I might go see it tomorrow. Because I'm tired of not being able to look online without seeing any spoilers.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. So,
ARG?
Yep.
Let's talk about the plane ride and how terrifying that was.
So, I think you had some preconceived notions going into flying that actually weren't true.
Like what?
Like, you asked, because I had headphones, and then we found out they had, like, free Wi-Fi, you could watch TV. And you said, don't all planes have headphones on the back of the seats?
Yeah, I thought all airplanes did. Like when you watch the in-flight movie.
No, I think that was that's like from the 80s or something.
But they used to supply headphones, right?
I have no idea. Maybe first class. Then you thought we got a meal?
Well, not a meal, but like a snack. Takeoff was a bitch, though.
Yeah.
I hate taking off.
Yeah. And takeoff lasts like a half hour to get to the complete altitude.
That was frightening. I don't like taking off.
Landing is fun.
Yeah, landing was fun. Getting out of the plane, we saw a Whataburger, which sucks so bad. We had to go to a taxi to actually go to the hotel because we didn't go to the airport that was on site.
Yeah, I guess there's two airports. The Dallas-Fort Worth airport, which I thought we were going to. But no, we went to Love Field.
Love Field.
And I called the hotel shuttle, and they said, oh, we don't go up that far. You have to take a cab here. So we took a cab. $32 cab ride. The cab driver got off the exit for the hotel.
And then got right back on the
freeway. Yeah. He was confused just as much as I was, and I thought that was a bad sign. But we finally made it to the hotel and checked in. Really didn't do too much, just the way I like it when I go to the hotel. I like to turn the AC on, just do nothing. That's my idea of vacation.
Turn the AC on and order room pizza?
Yep.
Delivery room pizza?
Yeah, that pizza place sucked. What was it, Farelli's or something?
Yeah.
It was not good. Their slogan was, never trust a round pizza, and we should have just skipped that place when we saw that. It came shaped like an oval.
Yeah, it was dumb. It was retarded.
What about the, because the pizza, we got pizza and breadsticks or something like that, and it came to $23.92. And Brad looked at me, he's like, or I said, how are we paying cash? Or he's like, oh, we've got enough cash, so we were going to pay cash, so waiting for the delivery guy. And then so I get up to pay the guy, and I hear the knock on the door, and I say, all right, where's the money? Brad's like, right here. He hands me a $20 bill and four crinkled up ones. And I say, where's the tip? And he said, I'm not giving a tip.
No, I said, he could have just had the change.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought that it was like $23.15. So
oh, at least that's get a, any better.
He'd at least get a 75-cent tip.
Yeah, I said, where's the tip? He said, he could have the change. It's $23.92 or whatever, $23.94.
Yeah, and so I'm paying the guy.
Yeah, because I told him, like, I'm not paying this guy and not giving him a tip. I'm not handing him $24 when the bill is $23.94. Working in fast food or in pizza delivery, I was not going to do that to someone else. So I didn't think Brad was going to go along with it, because I was like, I'm not paying him. He's like, I'll pay him. You got up, got dressed. Guy was sitting out there for about 2 minutes, scrambling, counting the ones. And then Brad opens the door without reaching for any more money. And I lost it. I knew if I would have stayed upright, I was going to laugh hecka hard. So I dropped to the ground and laughed into the floor.
And you were behind the bed, so he couldn't see you.
Yeah, and I was just, it was hilarious. So the guy takes the money and then walks away. So did he pocket the money or?
No, what happens, if you're going to stiff him on a tip, what you want to do is.
Expert stiffer over here.
What you want to do is you want to take the pizza, check it, make sure it's all right, pretending you're checking it or whatever. Get the plates, get the napkins, get the crushed red peppers, and then say, how much do I owe you? And then when they tell you, after you have everything secure in the hotel room, hand him the money and just let the door shut.
So you didn't get to see him walk away or count the money or anything?
No, I just shut the door on him.
Oh, I would have loved to hear his conversation on the way down the elevator.
Is it really that bad, though, if you don't tip?
I say it's really bad if you don't tip pizza delivery, because they're bringing the food right to your door.
Yeah, but they're getting paid for it.
Yeah, very little.
And don't they get gas mileage, too?
Dude, when I worked at Domino's, drivers got 50 cents a delivery for gas.
Okay, but yes or no question, do they get paid gas?
Yes.
Okay.
But the delivery fee, that goes to the store, of course.
Yeah.
But this place offered free delivery anyways.
Don't be a delivery driver then.
That's true. That's a good point.
So we eat our pizza, then we end up getting club access, which was amazing. Russ and Eugene, they got club access as well, and so did Jarrett, Justin, and Rich Bondi, I believe. Because we were all on the 11th floor.
Russ and them were on the 8th floor, but they signed up for something and got club access.
So what club access is, you get unlimited drinks, waters, soda pops, ginger ales, if you want, alcohol.
Yeah, beer. That's only during appetizers, though.
Yeah, during happy hour. But you get unlimited drinks regardless. You could go up there and chill. And there was like no one ever in there in the club area, in the lounge. And during 5:30 to 8, you get free appetizers, which were amazing. And then you get free breakfast as well.
So that first round of appetizers, the first night, they had these little
egg rolls.
Were they egg rolls or were they like taquitos kind of?
They were egg rolls, and then they had those quesadilla
things. Oh, that's right. They had the real egg rolls, the good ones, and then the quesadilla things. And they had fruit. They had sandwich rolls, like the turkey wraps.
Pinwheels.
Yeah. And like Brad said, if you like to drink alcohol, you could ask for beers. You could ask for mixed drinks. I think
wine.
Yeah. And then so we met up with Russ and Gene there and played a few games. Left my playmat there, my Best in Blue regional playmat from Vacaville.
You forgot it there.
Yeah.
That'll come out to bite us in the butt later.
So then we're, you know, sitting around thinking what to do. I really didn't care if we went out, but there was a little local tournament. What's it called?
Was it a Winosphere?
No, it was, I think, Winosphere or Win a Hidden Power Drill.
Yeah.
And then, so we decided to go there. They were just going to do top four, and, you know, whoever gets first, second, gets
Yeah, they did four rounds with no top cut.
Yeah.
They just had standings.
So.
And the tournament started, like, 8 o'clock.
Oh, man, it was so late. I was like, how are we going to get out of here in time for the tournament tomorrow, the qualifier?
Because we wanted to have some rest.
Yeah, so we get there. I bring my black 20 deck. Brad brings what, blue Ginyu?
Blue tag team, yeah.
Blue tag team Ginyu. I go up against Joey first turn.
Joey who? Joey Walter?
Joey Walter.
Yeah.
Close game. He was playing black Krillin. But he knocked me out. And then Brad was playing against some guy.
A guy Boston. From Boston.
Boston, that's right.
Blue tag team Goku. Which usually isn't a rough matchup for me, but I was just, I think with it being so late and I was dehydrated, I just wasn't feeling it. Plus, it didn't help that I was playing tag team.
Yeah, so we got there with Uber, a free ride to Uber, because if you sign up, you get like one free ride, and then if you get your friend to sign up, you get a free ride, and they get a free ride. So I did that with Brad. But on the way back, apparently we requested an Uber Black
car. We didn't request it. It defaults to Uber Black.
So we got picked up in this, like, black car. It was actually black and had waters and soda in it. The guy reeked of marijuana. It was pretty funny. And then Brad got the bill. And it was just like a 10-minute ride. And it was, what, like $26?
No, it was 36 or some between $30 and $36 because they took $10 off. And it's still $16. Like, how come you got your ride for free when we went there? And on the way back, it was twice the price.
Yeah, so we had Gene, the expert of Uber, because he does it too down here.
He's an Uber driver.
So he looked at the receipt. He's like, oh, you guys got an Uber Black car. Did you get picked up in an SUV? I said, no, just some shitty
sedan.
Yeah.
Mercedes, maybe?
Something, I don't know. It wasn't, like, black-worthy, I didn't think. Black, I would think it's like a limo or
yeah.
Something.
some place where you could put your hose at.
Yeah. So we get back to the hotel. Oh, the reason we leave the tournament after round one is because I didn't have my playmat.
Yeah, we realized that you left it at the hotel.
And I wanted to get back there to look for it. So we get back there, I call the guest services. Biggest mistake, I should have just went to the front desk. But I thought guest services were the same as front desk.
I kept telling you, dude, just go to the front desk because they didn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Because guest services was different from the front desk, I learned, because I called and asked for pizza brochures. And they said, oh yeah, they have a bunch of brochures down at the front desk here. And I went down there, and they're like, what are you talking about? We don't have brochures. So they're two different entities.
So we get, the guest services is different than the front desk. Apparently Joey Walter, because I tell him we have to go back because I couldn't find my playmat, went to the lounge, they didn't have it, but that didn't stop us from raiding it from, all of its water, well, not all of it, but a lot of its water and, you know, ginger ale and stuff for the next day, granola bars. We just took a bunch of this, the, you know, freebie stuff, and we're going to use it for nourishment throughout the ARG tournament the next day. So around 2:30, Joey Walter sends me a Facebook message with a picture of the lady holding the mat, the blue Ginyu mat, which was awesome. I didn't get the message because we're not friends, so I had to, like, accept the request for him to send me a message, but I eventually got it back. And then we get down... Well, we go up to breakfast first.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We go down to get our deck lists, the deck list to fill out. And we see all these huge pictures of Hercule or Mr. Satan and Cell. It was really awesome. And we got our deck list sheets and went up to get breakfast and fill it out. They had eggs. The potatoes are pretty weak. They weren't, you know, really good potatoes.
They weren't real potatoes. They were like mock potatoes.
Yeah, they were weird.
But yeah, they had a pretty good spread. Things that could get your belly full before a tournament.
Bagels and toast and stuff.
They weren't Noah's bagels, though.
I never had a Noah bagel.
Noah's bagels are amazing.
I bet you they're not as good as Rayleigh's bagels.
Oh, they're 10 times better.
No way.
Yeah.
Rayleigh's bagels. Have you had the jalapeno cheddar cheese?
It don't matter. When you cut open to a Noah's bagel, it's so, like, holy and... You can't even describe it.
I know, that's how the Rayleigh's ones are.
I don't know.
And you open it and they have... Well, on the top is just a ton of cheese.
Is it, like, chewy, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you toast it and it smells like jalapeno. It's awesome. But we, you know, get our deck list filled out. We go down to meet up with... Matt Ribeiro down there.
And Jake, yeah, we saw them get off the elevator.
Yeah, King of Vacaville and Prince of Lodi. And it was awesome seeing those guys. Just, we saw Rich, Bondi, we saw...
Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Jarrett.
Brown's like, what's up, Justin? Or, what's up, Jarrett? And then he's like, hey, what's up? I'm Justin, by the way.
Yeah.
And I was like, duh! It's excusable because they're twins, I guess. And then we waited for the ARG to start. Oh, you had to, if you pre-registered, you had to show a picture ID and to get, like, your swag. So I have Brad go upstairs and get the IDs while you wait in line because there's a long line. And I'm letting people pass, you know, here you can go in front of me. And then they said, you know, you can just pull up your Facebook page if you don't have your ID. I was like, oh, okay.
Like, that would have been good to fucking know if you would stand in line for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If they had a sign that says photo ID or Facebook.
Yeah, please show your Facebook ID. Jeez. To claim your prize.
I had to go all the way up 11 floors.
It's not like you had to walk up the stairs. Seriously. So, you know, we chat a bit, wait for the ARG to start. We're sitting in the corner with Deadly Cloak, Rich Bondi, and all of a sudden this loud ass speaker and comes on, Worlds player participant, and it scares the crap out of him and Brad because they're sitting right next to the speaker. And Rhett said something like, "Is that fucking loud enough?" Or something funny in only way that he could deliver it. But it was a good time. You want to go into the tournament at all?
Yeah, we can talk about the tournament and how I know that Blue Protective is way better than Blue Tag Team now.
Forgetting you.
Oh man.
So round one. Oh man, I got paired up against a girl. That's a double-edged sword because if you lose to a girl, you lose to a girl, and if you beat her, then you're just beating a girl. And it was Joey's friend that he traveled with. I thought it was pretty funny that he told us about her the night before, how they went to Rob's bar from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And they had like this horseradish french fry, and she like thought it was mashed potatoes and took a huge bite and it was horseradish. So we were talking. She's like, "Yeah, I'm friends with Joey." And I said, "Oh, are you the girl who ate the horseradish?" And she's like, "Yeah." I thought they flew, but I guess they drove from Tampa.
Yeah.
And she told me she did the majority of the driving, which I thought was pretty tight. Like, he had his own chauffeur.
Yeah. Him and Elmer were just sitting in the back, just resting.
I don't even know if Elmer, like, rode with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he might have flown, but I don't know. I don't know the whole story between Elmer and Joey. But round one is against her, and she was playing Namekki and Piccolo, and I dominated. It was hecka tight.
Yeah.
Because I was playing Blue Protective Ginyu. And you went up against Red Raditz.
Oh, man. Probably the biggest play error I have ever done in my whole Dragon Ball career. Red Raditz was just hitting me with physicals, and I had blocks to answer for most of them. And then he hit me with a weak physical, but with him using his Turles or his mastery and had a buffer on it, it did 10, ended up doing 10 life cards. And Ginyu was sitting at 0, and instead of being smart and blocking with Goldo, I was like, "Oh, I'll take this one and block the next attack with Goldo." Of course, it does 10 life cards, and he cleared away Goldo. I didn't even think that was a possibility at that time.
That your allies couldn't be crit because you had more than one or something?
I don't even know. I think I just got cocky because I was, like, dominating. And it was Red Raditz. So I just got cocky and lost that match.
That's the killer of the Bartholomews, is that cockiness.
Yep.
So round two, I played against a dude from South Carolina. He was playing Blue Tag Team Ginyu. And, you know, it was kind of rough at first, you know, knowing when to attack and when not to attack. But once I got his Goldo with the Blue Betrayal, then I pretty much beat him down. Who'd you play round two?
Orange, new Mastery Ginyu. And it was kind of going back and forth, and I ended up pulling out the win.
Was it physical based?
Yeah.
Okay. Round three. Yeah, round three I don't remember. I just remember I won. Round four was Black 20. What's the name? Jamal Jupiter? I think that's the name. Really good player, but I was able to beat him out. Round five was some YouTuber, a famous YouTuber, apparently. I can't remember his name, because I thought it was Mana Beast at the time, but it wasn't. He was playing Red Piccolo, and I was able to dominate that one. Round six was Namekki and Piccolo. Came down to the wire. He had 5 balls out with only 2 or 3 life cards left, and he discarded down. He discarded a Dragon Ball, used it, his mastery to put it on top, and then balled out. And then round seven was against Orange
20,
and he beat me by getting to level 3 and just milling me for 22. So what was the rest of your tournament like?
Three, I don't remember who I fought. Fourth was a red 20, which was, it was a good deck, but he beat me out by blinding energy. And then round 5 was a blue tag team Ginyu, which was pretty even. He ended up winning, so I ended up going 3-3 and dropping. I didn't play round seven.
Yeah, so then we went to Top Cut, and they announced that Top Cut players, Russ and I, had the same record of 5-2. But my first loss was in round six. His first loss was in round two, I think. So he was number 16. Then they named off five other people, and I was like, oh, I didn't make it, seriously? But then I think I got, like, tenth?
I think.
I got tenth. So we got the top cut promos, and I lost it all against a black 20 deck from a guy who looked like Kevin Bacon from Chicago. Really cool dude.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Chicago?
From Chicago.
When was Kevin Bacon in Chicago?
He wasn't. I said it looked like he looked like Kevin Bacon, and he
and the kid was from Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was an ARG event. It was cool. It was fun.
Lasted longer than the World Tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, it didn't.
Oh, yeah. Worlds went hecka because each Top Cut round was
2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that night we get another pizza. We just order what?
Papa John's.
Papa John's. And get some apps and some drinks and then just chill out for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Plane ride back sucked, mainly because we left Sunday. We left for the airport around 9 or 10. Our flight wasn't until 7 p.m. that night.
No, 7:45.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was rough.
So we had to wait in the air because we didn't have anything to do in that time.
We didn't want to carry our bags around the whole city of Dallas.
Yeah, it would have been dumb. Probably would have lost a deck, or someone probably recognized my police interceptor deck bag and steal the bag with all the decks in it.
Yeah.
So we just basically sat at Whataburger and just people watched the whole time.
It wasn't at Whataburger, it was in the food court.
Yeah.
In front of Whataburger.
That's right.
And they have charging terminals for your phone, so we ended up doing that. And I walked in into some Asian family in the bathroom.
That's heckin' funny.
I went to go take a deuce, because what else are you going to do in the airport after you eat Chili's and nasty Whataburger?
Oh, what about, because I was wearing these hecka hot, like, sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what material is that, fleece or something?
Yeah.
And it was just hot and sweaty, and I didn't have any underwear on. I was like, man, I'm going to go put on some underwear. But you don't want to put on underwear with, like, sweaty balls or anything.
No, you don't.
So I go into the family restroom and lock the door, and I clean myself in the sink.
Clean yourself, meaning how?
What do you mean how?
What'd you clean?
My ball sack. I cleaned it in the sink with the soap and water. And then if you ever get a chance to run your nuts over the air thing, you stick your hands in and the air shoots up.
Yeah, it's the new Dyson one.
Yeah, it's so amazing. It felt so good. It got in all the crevices, and I went out and I told Brad, like, you gotta try that
air dried balls.
Yes. After that I put them on underwear, but it just refreshed me.
Yeah, I decided to go try it, but I had to wait for like 5 minutes for someone to come out of the family bathroom.
They were probably doing the same thing.
And then so I tried it. It was refreshing. It was nice. And then I went to go take a deuce after we ate our lunch. And I opened the door, and it was like hard to open. I don't remember it being this hard, and I pushed harder. And all of a sudden I see two kids covering their privates, two Asian kids. A dad saying, no, 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 no. And then a mom behind him saying, no, 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 no. So I was like, what the heck? What? They don't know how to lock the door? So I'm standing there for like 5 minutes needing to take a deuce. Seriously, I text Brandon, this Asian family's taking forever.
Because you can't use the regular bathroom.
No, it's too gross.
Yeah.
So after another 2 minutes, they lock the door so no one else comes in. So I'm like, great, now they're
they're in for the long haul.
Yeah. So after like 5 more minutes, they come out. The two kids come out. The dad, the mom, and 3 other kids. So they had 3 other kids stashed behind there too, all using the toilet. I scrubbed that toilet down as best I could and dropped a mighty deuce.
Oh, what about when you tried to be a hard ass on the elevator during the ARG event? Because during this event, we would go up and down to our room, chill out.
I even took a shower.
Yeah.
At one point after a match.
Get some water, eat some snacks, you know, stay mind focused. And we got in with a guy wearing a Panini shirt, right?
Yeah.
And so we get in, and then we go up, and it stops on the 7th floor, and this one of the workers there, like, goes to get in, but then steps back, and he's like, oh, I'll wait for it to go down or something. And you say, back up, as the door, like, closes. Like, it completely closed, and there's only a millimeter of it left to close, and he said, back up. And then the door opened.
Oh, man, I felt like an ass.
I was like, that's what you get.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And the Panini guy's there just shaking his head. Like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, he didn't even laugh. He was just like, what a retard.
Wait till I tell Ake.
Tell Ake what?
What you just did. He's going to go and tell Ake.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's right.
So that was cool. I think the worst part was just waiting for that flight home.
And then we got a scare.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
One empty seat left.
Dude, like, when I checked online, there are, like, 8 empty seats available.
And they're all going for, like, $500,
right? Yeah, so like, there's no way this flight's going to fill up. Because I don't want to sit next to someone, like, I don't know.
Southwest has small-ass seats.
I think that's every airline, not just Southwest. Unless you're flying business, it's 3 to a row.
Oh, man. But me and Brandon try to get in the back as much as possible and leave one middle seat in between us. And we kind of like open our legs so you could see there's no room at all for anyone to sit down. And everyone gets in a seat. There's one seat left that is between me and Brandon. And then the stewardess comes up and asks the other stewardess, how many seats are left? And she's like, one. She's like, okay, I'll be back. And I said, oh, here we go. It's crunch time. But thankfully, no one else got on, and we got the full seat to ourselves.
Yeah. It was basically a full flight.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to fit anyone but a little kid between us.
Yeah. But the seatbelt fit. I didn't need an extender, so they couldn't have charged us for an extra ticket. So take that, Southwest. So what do you think is going to happen with this perfection set?
I think Cell is going to be the highest priced MP stack.
Yeah, because he's exclusive to one per box, and then...
The Dragon Rare,
yeah.
One out of every three, or when do you think one out of every four boxes?
One out of every case.
That's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't released that information yet because it's been redacted.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about perfection more on our next podcast, which we'll try to get out to you guys next week.
Yeah, we did see the spoiler of the MPs, Android 16, Cell, Roshi, and Yamcha, with a hint of Earth Dragon Balls, finally.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. So until next time, keep rocking the dragon.